This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the U.S. Supreme Court's vote to strike down affirmative action a severe disappointment, but says it cannot be allowed to become a permanent setback for diversity in education. The 6-3 ruling deems unconstitutional the use by universities of race as a factor in deciding which qualified applicants will be admitted. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
President Biden, hours after the Supreme Court's ruling, said schools of higher education should keep a commitment to ensure their students come from diverse backgrounds that reflect all of America. Speaking at the White House, the president expressed concern the decision by the justices overturning decades of precedent could have ramifications beyond the classroom.
Companies who are already realizing the value of diversity should not use this decision as an excuse to turn away from diversity either.
Republicans are applauding the ruling. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Supreme Court.
The United Nations Thursday condemned this week's missile strike in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk that killed at least 12 people, including three teenagers at a popular restaurant. Ukraine's national police said the attack late Tuesday wounded 61 other people. It was the latest bombardment of a Ukrainian city, a tactic Russia has used heavily in the 16-month-old war. Denise Brown, the UN humanitarian coordinator for Ukraine, said in a statement the attack is an example of the inexcusable level of suffering Russia's invasion has inflicted on the people of the country. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, UN deputy spokesperson Farhan Haq said the town had been used as a hub by humanitarians and volunteers in the east of the country.
Our humanitarian colleagues emphasized that international humanitarian law protects civilians and civilian infrastructure, and everything must be done to minimize or avoid civilian harm, including by verifying targets.
The strike and others across Ukraine late Tuesday indicated that the Kremlin's not easing its aerial onslaught. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, there are growing concerns about Russian activity around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest such facility. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the latest information.
President Zelensky mentioned in his latest speech and his latest statement on the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Also, Ukrainian intelligence reports about additional mining inside the plant. So the risk is really as high as it was never before. And in Zaporizhia and Zaporizhia region, people are getting additional information about how to act if this would happen, so what to do, what would be the first response, how to prepare themselves, and how to evacuate in case it's needed.
That's correspondent Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. A British court has ruled a government plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda in an attempt to deter migrants from making risky journeys across the English Channel has been ruled unlawful. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Court of Appeals judges said Rwanda could not be considered a safe third country where migrants could be sent. The government is likely to challenge the ruling at the UK Supreme Court. The Conservative government of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged to stop the boats, the overcrowded dinghies and other small craft that make the journey from northern France, carrying migrants who hope to live in the UK. More than 45,000 people arrived in Britain across the Channel in 2022. Several died in the attempt. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The outlook for the U.S. economic growth from last quarter has been revised sharply upward. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a 2% annual rate from January through March. The previous estimate for first quarter growth was 1.3%. However, even at 2%, that's still a deceleration from the annual rates for growth for both the third and fourth quarters of last year. The new figure, though, shows why the economy has avoided expectations of a recession. Consumers are spending despite rising borrowing costs. Consumer spending rose at an annual rate of more than 4% in the first quarter, the biggest increase in 2 years. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A smoky haze from ongoing Canadian wildfires blanketed the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C.'s iconic monuments Thursday for the second time this month. Air quality alerts in Washington were in the red zone Thursday, meaning unhealthy, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The warning suggests people limit their exposure, but many tourists were still out and about. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.